Angola is preparing to celebrate its 15th independence anniversary on 11 November this year. Foreign entities are proud of the progress Angola has achieved in the last 50 years of its independence. They also congratulate Angolans for this feat and encourage them to continue working hard towards sustainable development. The director of the International Agricultural Development Fund to Angola, Custódio Mukavele, said that it is an important milestone for the country. Custódio Mukavele urged Angolans to continue betting on the economic diversification.
First of all, allow me to congratulate my fellows from Angola for these 50 years of independence. It's an important milestone, you know, 50 years, it's really a milestone, and we must celebrate. Specific to Angola, what I can say is that Angola needs to continue with this view of diversifying the economy. You know, Angola has been for many years dependent on oil, maybe, and the extractive sectors, but Angola is a huge country with a very good agricultural potential. So I think the government vision since 2017 of diversifying the economy of Angola, I think it's an important vision to bring Angola to a really very strong country. Agriculture together with the extractive sector can make Angola, you know, very far, because as I said, the Angola has very good potential, good soils, very extensive area that can be used for agriculture production, and with several different microclimates. You know, you have in the north, you have one agroecological potential, in the south is a different agroecological potential, and so you have soils and potential for everything in Angola, for cereals, for crops, for fruits, for animal production, almost everything. So I think diversifying agriculture will be important for Angola, but also because people eat food, they don't eat minerals. So it's important. Any economy that can make a good combination of producing food and extractive minerals can be very successful. And we have seen in terms of the last 5 years, we can see when we go to the markets, we see a lot of products coming from the field in Angola. And I think gradually Angola is reaching a position of maybe can start to forget about bringing food products from elsewhere to Angola, because Angolans can produce for themselves. So I think those are some things to put value on them, those added value that Angola is getting for making agriculture as part of the economy. I think this is important.
In his turn, African Development Bank representative Pietro Toigo congratulated Angolans for their 50th independence anniversary.
The African Development Bank opened its office here in Angola only in 2012, and we really start to lend with significant volumes starting in 2014-2015. But that relationship has gone from strength to strength. We have now a very significant portfolio in Angola, around $1.5 billion equivalent, being implemented as we speak. And we see that relationship deepening even further, not just in terms of finance, but in terms of dialogue on the key economic issues and the key priorities of the country, and advisory services in this process of transformation that Angola has embarked some 8-9 years ago, in terms of becoming from an oil producer to an agriculture, energy, and industrial producer. Given the year we are in, happy independence celebrations for the 50 years of Angola. And Angola itself has a great contribution it can make. I mentioned energy. Angola has an enormous capacity to produce energy, and it can really change the game, certainly in the SADC sub-region, for energy access and energy production. And the other area where we really hope to Angola to make strides is in terms of peace and security. We know that Angola in the past 8 years has been playing a leading role in mediating very difficult peace processes. And we really hope that the presidency of the African Union can give Angola the additional leverage to take to fruition those processes, because that's a precondition for development.
Those were foreign entities congratulating Angola for the celebration of 50 years of national independence.